This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
This edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk about something that's a little bit unusual. A gentleman with a long career in law enforcement, having dealt with firearms-related crime, and the idea that we don't go after an object, but we try to figure out who's doing the bad stuff. Very novel approach to what John Reisenhofer has been proposing after his time at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms is now with Concealed Safe, CCW Safe, to be exact, which is a legal service operation for people carrying concealed firearms. A really good idea, since there are jurisdictions that are hostile to the notion that people have even legally carried concealed firearms. You can get yourself in trouble because a firearm is present, and sometimes without any reason. And maybe there was a reason. Good idea to know what it all could have been. Sounds like a really good idea. But first of all, John Reisenhofer, I'd like to talk about the proposal that you have before law enforcement, on the table, as it were, dealing with how to go after the bad guy in what seemed to me like a somewhat unusual way.
Well, thanks, Larry. I think a lot of people have a lot of confusion about what law enforcement actually does when it comes to gun violence in the country today. And what I mean by that is, and again, when I talk about gun violence, I'm specifically talking about criminal shooters who are out on the streets every day shooting guns. So most of us all assume that if somebody shoots up a house or shoots at somebody, the police are going to respond, they're going to assign detectives, and they're going to do a thorough investigation trying to identify the shooter. Well, as I traveled the nation over the past 15 years and coming up with this national crime gun intelligence strategy, what I quickly learned is, when I say the vast majority of shootings aren't investigated, I mean like 99% of all shootings in this nation have little to no follow-up after a shooting.
Now, a shooting could be something as simple as somebody calls in and said, I heard a couple of shots fired in the alley behind my apartment.
Right.
Okay. Because, by the way, that happened to me about 50 years ago. I was a student. I was in an apartment, and all of a sudden, I hear feet pounding down the alley. A guy a little bit more in the distance yelling, stop! And the feet kept pounding, and I heard a couple of shots. And I thought, wow. This was in Washington, D.C. This was before their efforts to control guns and crime by controlling guns. But, yes, that was my exposure to a shooting, and I hope it's as close as I ever get.
Well, that's a great point. You're exactly right on target on that. So the natural assumption for law enforcement on an incident like that, they would call that, even though from what you just related, was most likely somebody chasing somebody else shooting at them, which you and I would call in most places an attempted murder,
right,
suddenly got called a reckless discharge, an illegal discharge of a firearm, or something like that.
If it got called anything at all.
Only one in five shootings even gets called into 911 because people have become so used to them in these inner city areas. The real point is, stop treating these shootings like reckless discharges. Stop treating them like shots fired. Identify the reality is there's a core group, a very small group of criminal shooters who do repeated shootings again and again and again. And the whole point of this strategy was to treat these criminal shooters the same way we would treat bullies on a playground. If you ignore a bully on a playground, what is he going to do? Well, the next day he'll escalate his violence. And other kids will see his violence and start copying that and following his line. Because when we talk about the vast majority of shootings in this nation not being investigated, well, there's also the attitude toward law enforcement that all these shootings are drug-related. The reality is most of these shootings are young, stupid men being young, stupid men. And if you can address this behavior very early on, you'll quickly identify what I call active criminal shooters, serial shooters who commit dozens, if not hundreds, of shootings, and getting them off the streets is the most important thing we can do. Because right now in law enforcement, we ignore these individuals until they commit a murder. And instead of addressing these active criminal shooters, what do you see in Chicago? What do we try to do? We try to propose new gun control measures, which in reality will have no effect on the problem. The only person who will be restricted by another gun control measure are people who are willing to follow the law, law-abiding citizens.
Who probably are not the kind of folks that I heard back in the day when I was a student chasing somebody down an alley and trying to kill them.
Citizens, when citizens are involved in self-defense incidents, what do? They call the police. They call the police and notify them that they were attacked and they had to defend themselves. They're calling police to ask for assistance. They're not out shooting up houses and doing drive-by shootings and doing things like that daily. We quickly identify these individuals with a strategy who've done dozens and dozens of shootings, but in reality, if you sort of put the statistics together, if only one in five shootings gets called in the first place. So if I link the guy to 20 shootings through evidence I collected at a crime scene, which is hard to find shell casings at a crime scene evidence, now all of a sudden I look at the simple fact that he probably, if he was involved in 20 shootings, he probably did 100, if not more. And we find these individuals time and time again basically attacking neighborhoods and jurisdictions and victimizing the people who live there. But the premise on the far left is, let's ban the gun. The gun is somehow evil. Well, there are numerous guns at my house, and while I'm not there right now, I'll be honest with you, they're not having a party, and they're not shooting themselves. Guns are
well, you've got very well-behaved guns. Good for you.
I do. I've trained them. We've had a lot of talks about this thing. Guns are not the problem. The problem is we're not addressing these individuals who are committing criminal acts. And law enforcement has been under the premise, since it's all drug-related, that if there's 4,000 shootings in Oakland, there's 4,000 shooters. Well, no, it's not 4,000 shooters, it's probably a group of about 50 shooters who are doing 90% of those shootings. We saw this a few years ago in Richmond, California, under the Notorious program where they paid criminals to stop shooting guns. But the real significance of that program was the fact that they identified 28 shooters who are doing 70% of all the shootings in the city. They paid them a total of like $9,000 over 18 months, and they reduced shootings in their city by 70%, including homicides by 70%.
That's cheap at the price.
Well, I'm not even advocating paying them. I think the real significant thing in that whole project is they took a little bit of time. They came out to the crime scene the next day. They knocked on doors. They canvassed a neighborhood, and they quickly identified who Billy the Kid was. The goal was to identify Billy the Kid and let him know his behavior would not be tolerated, as opposed to what we're doing in most cities of the United States right now, is if there is a shooting or a drive-by shooting or a house gets shot up or an apartment, we'll respond out there that night, and we won't even assign a detective to the case.
Now, if Billy the Kid knows that you have been knocking on doors and somebody says, Billy, I think they know who you are, does that have any impact on his future behavior?
Yes. Just like you've acknowledged the fact that you have no tolerance for his behavior. But again, I'm talking about a lot of these kids are under the age of 21. And it's the same thing we try to teach our children as they grow up. If they're doing bad behavior and we ignore it, what do? They continue it and actually escalate.
Interesting stuff. Folks, we're going to have some more with John Reisenhofer. He is with CCWSafe.com after a career with the BATF.
We're going to be back and talk some more about some very interesting ideas on catching perps.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is John Reisenhofer. He's with CCW Safe. He was with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives for quite some time and is now trying to, I would imagine, get the law enforcement world tuned in to a notion of how to identify and catch
crooks, shooters, potential murderers before, perhaps well before they might actually end up killing somebody. Is this a sales job that's meeting with any receptivity?
Well, Larry, I mean, you're exactly right. That's the goal. The goal isn't to make big cases. The goal isn't to solve homicides. The goal is to reduce gun violence. But one of the biggest things, and I'll be honest with you, I was guilty of it through my entire career. I was under the premise that gun violence is fueled by drugs. And because of that, I did a lot of my operations in drug-related operations, buying narcotics, trying to get a gun involved, under the premise that there's a lot of shootings in an area. Let's go buy some dope, and we'll convict a dope dealer and somehow battle impact. And that mindset has been followed through for the past 30 years in law enforcement. And we can see that in many cities where we'll have dozens of drug task forces out there fighting narcotics. But what you won't find is anybody really going after shooters. We'll investigate homicides. And I'll tell you right now, police around the nation do a great job investigating homicides. They put a lot of resources into that, and they really crank down, and they will try to catch that guy. But what most citizens don't understand is what we call blood shootings, and it's an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Somebody got shot and bled at the scene. Many cities will assign those cases 2 to 3 a day to a detective. So what he does is he triages those cases, and he moves through them very quickly with very little follow-up because he has no choice, because he has his existing cases that he has to finish up and take to trial, and he's getting new cases every day. What this allows it is if somebody got shot and you don't know who really shot you, no detective might not be assigned. They might move on to that next case hoping to find that easy slam dunk. And when I made this presentation explaining this strategy to Congress, I made the morbid joke of actually saying, if you want somebody to investigate your shooting, you better be good enough to die at the crime scene. And it sounds sick, but it's the harsh reality. We don't pay enough attention to these young men until they kill somebody. And what drives me crazy, I'm a Texas boy. I've got tons of guns. For me, the best way to protect my Second Amendment rights is to reduce the call for gun control. So reducing the call for gun control, well, let's attack actual gun violence. I'm not talking about suicides. I'm not talking about crazy people. I'm talking about what they sort of slide under the door every time when they bring this stuff up, is all these shootings in the inner city. And we can easily reduce those shootings in the inner cities by over 70% by just paying attention.
Now, one thing I hear you saying is that in the face of, or let's start again, many have proposed that there be some kind of a national database of all casings, fire to gun when it's new, keep a record of that casing, then when something happens, they can somehow get back to it. You're saying that really the database is there, has been all along. Will you collect the casings from a shooting, which could have been the first or fifth or whatever of some perp? You know who it is you're looking for. So when these start turning up, the system you were using helped you narrow down who Billy the Kid was, to use your apt phrase.
Right. And that's exactly right. The last thing, I ran that program. I was the national coordinator for NIBIN, the National Integrated Ballistic Information Network. And I was able to turn that around from just a database where we populated stuff to a targeting tool to identify, target, and prosecute active criminal shooters. That was the goal, was to go after shooters. Let me tell you, we do not need to put guns that are sold into that system. We cannot keep up with putting in guns that are used at shootings and shell casings recovered at shootings into the system.
Let alone suddenly, every single gun.
Oh, my God. It would destroy the program. It would overpopulate the database. It would dilute it to the point you would be hard to find images. It's a horrible idea. And plus, I don't want to look at citizens' guns. They haven't been involved in anything. They haven't been recovered by police. They haven't been shot at a criminal act. They're citizen weaponry. That would be like, to me, very close to telling everybody they have to submit their DNA to CODIS.
mm-hmm. the National Database for DNA. It's unconstitutional. We cannot keep up with this. But one of the big the obstacles you have is change. Change is hard. Individuals don't want to change what they've been doing for years.
And the paradigm was that if we find the guy that's pushing the dope, we're going to find the guy that's been doing the shooting and the murder. And apparently that paradigm just wasn't working.
It hasn't been working for 40 years, but don't, you know, like you've probably noticed with government, God forbid we stop doing something that's not working. You know, half the things we do in government are the definition of insanity.
Yes.
I'm just being honest here. And owning failure is probably one of the biggest things that all law enforcement and all government refuses to do. I used to start these presentations out explaining all the stuff that we've done that wasn't successful, so we didn't repeat it again. And to show that these people were not just here to preach, we're here to do something different. And the goal isn't to make big cases for district attorneys. The goal isn't to make a big case so a detective can brag about it or a special agent can have a notch on his belt. The goal is to actually provide public safety. And that's where you get back to what's your priority. I mean, we always hear about that. We need more gun control. We need more laws for gun control. But, Larry, you tell me, what's the more violent act? Lying on an ATF form 4473, being a convicted felon with a gun, just a convicted felon with a gun, a guy trying to sell weed on a street corner, or a young kid who's shooting up the neighborhood every night? Tell me where my priority should be.
That should be fairly easy to answer, but apparently from what you're saying, institutional inertia means that it's not so easy to answer.
It's not. I mean, I'm going to be doing a presentation to an entire city council, the mayor, the city manager, and the chiefs of police in 2 days, trying to explain this to them. And when I started talking to the president of the city council, the biggest thing he couldn't believe was the fact that in his own city, where they're being overwhelmed by gun violence, that no one's focusing on gun violence. He admitted by his own, we have multiple drug task forces. But that's not the real issue they have in that town. What they have an issue with is criminal shootings. And this is a very pro-gun state, so we're not going to do gun control here. So that, let's just get past that. But who's going to argue with the fact of getting these shooters off the streets? Well, you know, one thing you do get when you go after narcotics is you get access to the asset forfeiture fund, which is the drug fund.
Uh-huh. It's a lot more money there than a $350 38 revolver. I'm just guessing. Talking with John Reisenhofer, CCW Safe. We're going to talk a little bit about them before we're finished today because concealed carriers need help, lots of help. We're going to be back shortly. Don't go away.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is John Reisenhofer, now with CCW Safe, ccwsafe.com. He is doing that after a career with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, and he has a kind of a novel concept, certainly within many law enforcement circles, that, let me just quote from one of his sentences on his blog. The problem we face across the nation has nothing to do with gun control. We must target the shooters. Imagine. And as you gathered, if you've been with us for the first half of the program, Mr. Reisenhofer actually has come up with a workable, inexpensive way to, not every time, but narrow down fairly quickly who the bad guys are, who are the ones that are shooting up the place and getting people hurt or killed. What a notion. So hopefully, as you go around the country speaking, and I presume that's one of your the opportunities you have with CCW Safe, there's a growing openness to a new paradigm for how to fight crime, violent crime.
Exactly. And it's really funny. We always talk about New York City and how anti-gun they are. I think we can all agree on that.
They've given us a lot of reason to think that, yes.
Right. But when you actually look at New York City and Chicago, they have very similar gun laws.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but it's funny. Somehow New York City took a homicide rate of almost 3,000 a year down to under 600 in a very short period of time. And I was talking to their chief of detectives a couple of years ago about this, and how were they able to have such a dramatic impact when, yes, it's illegal to have a gun in New York City, but the real significance about their policies were it's illegal to shoot a gun in New York City, and if you do, they actually sort of lose their mind over it. As opposed to what I see throughout the nation, if somebody shoots up a house in from Tulsa to Oklahoma to Dallas to New Haven, Connecticut to Chicago to Seattle. I've traveled the nation talking about this. Most police departments will respond to a drive-by shooting of a residence take a quick police report and basically not even assign a detective. There will be no follow-up investigation. In fact, when they actually document the incident, they'll phrase it a certain way for something called uniform crime reporting with the FBI to make it seem like it's a nonviolent act. Now, to me, if somebody shoots up my house while me and my family are in there, it's an attempted murder. 30 years ago, it would have been an aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Today, we call it a property damage crime.
Or even perhaps an accidental discharge or something of that sort.
A drive-by shooting. They'll do anything to not call it a crime of violence.
Mm-hmm.
But New York City went after this totally differently. You shoot a gun in New York City, they'll respond out there that night, and they'll have a show of force, the same way every police department does in the U.S. But the next day, they'll go start knocking on doors. And they will knock on doors and say, hey, listen, we're looking for Billy the Kid. Somebody shot up in your neighborhood. Now, I try to explain this to people and not offend too much, but people have to understand in a lot of poor neighborhoods, there's not a whole lot of hatred for dope dealers, guys who are out just trying to make a living and sell a little weed or doing something like that. I'm not pro-narcotics in any way, but I'm just saying...
That's the way it is.
In the community, they're not that worried about a kid selling a little weed, but everybody hates Billy the Kid.
Yep.
They hate him, and Billy the Kid is a plague on every neighborhood.
So yeah, because he's the guy who's the stray round can kill a 9-year-old girl asleep in her bed.
Exactly.
That's horrifying.
Well, you know, and that's what New York City did. They came back in every day. They put resources in. And the funny thing is, when you look at the resources to track down an active serial shooter, an active criminal shooter, it's not that much. Two detectives can walk around a neighborhood and canvass a neighborhood in a half a day. That's 8 man-hours. And I always sort of get a chuckle when I look at, well, instead, let's go buy dope trying to look for the shooter. Well, an undercover narcotics deal usually consists of, you know, we get together about 3 hours before the deal. We'll have a surveillance team out there a couple hours early, about 4 or 5 guys. We'll have a rescue team of 4 guys out there. We'll have an undercover and a supervisor and maybe an informant. At the end of the day, to do a quick dope buy could end up costing the government 40 man hours. And what really happens with that drug case? The vast majority of the time we plead it down. We just saw the president pardon a ton of these low-level drug narcotics deals and send the guys home, actually pardon them and commute their jail sentences.
And we probably didn't hear what they were pled down from.
Yeah, you'll never get it. That's a whole different conversation. But my point is, what does my taxpayers, what do the people who actually control these agencies really want us to be doing? Do they want us to go out and buy dope because it's fun? It's easy. It's fun to be Crockett and Tubbs. You and I get that joke, Larry, but probably a lot of the younger people don't. But you get to go have fun. And it is cool to go do undercover deals. Being a detective and just tracking down a serial shooter is sort of boring. It's more like traditional police work. But what brings public safety back? And that's what NYPD did. NYPD took an attitude of zero tolerance for criminal shootings and actually made the city really safe. So when I bring them up, they're actually not an example of gun control. They're a great example of criminal control. They went after the most violent criminals and took them seriously.
This would seem to be somewhat related to the, I guess Giuliani might have been one of those to articulate it, but the broken windows theory of
exactly.
Law enforcement. If you see a broken window, that's not too minor to deal with.
Right. The cost of a murder in your city can easily exceed $1 million when you look at medical care, cost of the economic conditions, the criminal prosecution. It really is economical to actually address these young men early on in their behavior rather than wait and say, hey, listen, I let him commit a murder. Congratulations. If we took this same attitude toward terrorism, where would our country be today? We're going to go ahead and let you commit your terrorist attack because it actually makes a better criminal prosecution. No, the FBI takes an active response and tries to prevent anything from even getting to that point.
Right.
And they don't do a lot of banning or anything else, but they investigate and they take information seriously. That's my biggest point. We have the information. with technology such as ShotSpotter, which is an acoustic detection system which only detects gunshots in these cities. It's very expensive, so you're only going to put it where you really need it. With programs like Niven, where you collect spent shell casings at crime scenes, and you quickly identify, hey, this gun has been used in 5 shootings in the past 3 days. We probably need to take care of this, the guy, because he's going to continue escalating until he kills somebody, and we see this.
And when you see that the evidence for those 5 related shootings in a short period of time, that's when you can knock on doors, and there'll probably be enough activity that people might remember some or all of the shootings that you had on your list and
The first one we did here in Colorado Springs, our agents, and I'll be honest with you, a lot of them didn't believe it. They said, no, it's all dope-related. Let's go back to doing dope. But I got one of the younger agents who's a hard worker to go out and do this, and he actually went out and knocked on doors where 2 shootings were linked, just 2. He quickly identified Billy the Kid was shooting at Timmy at the first thing. And he sort of had an idea who Timmy was, but he couldn't get a real hard handle on who Billy the Kid was. He goes to the scene of the second shooting, starts knocking on doors, and he actually meets Timmy. And the first thing out of Timmy's mouth was he didn't want to snitch on Billy the Kid because he was going to take care of business himself. And so they immediately stopped it. They said, no, you're going to identify him, and we're going to make you force you to do this, and you're going to tell us who this is because you guys don't – it's not like these people go to the range and practice. They practice on the streets, and the point you made is excellent. That's when the 9-year-old little girl who's sitting on her bed reading a book catches a bullet in the side of the head, and everybody loses their mind. And then we have a call for gun control.
And we got a call for gun control. Well, folks, you're listening to some rather interesting and new but now tested ideas. John Reisenhofer of the CCWSafe.com is with us, and we will have one more segment to wrap this up.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is John Risenhofer. He is now with CCWSafe.com, and I think it's time that we talk a little bit about their why they were organized and what their mission is, because it looked to me from the brief read I was able to give it, it's a way of helping legal concealed carry holders defend themselves when they might get into trouble and perhaps they really didn't do anything wrong.
Well, that's the key. I mean, the entire model of the CCW Safe Company was based on our police unions when we were all in law enforcement. Almost all of us in the company are law enforcement. We've all been involved in critical incidents. Many of us have been in shootings. Some of us have even been shot. So we understand, after you actually have a critical incident, what a crazy traumatic time it is. And one of the great things police officers have are their unions that's there to protect them from the outside world and also to protect them from themselves after they have those kind of critical incidents. So what CCW Safe is, if you're involved in a self-defense shooting, we respond to your scene. We try to help you get through that process. And it's to say it's insane is beyond comprehension. You've had a huge adrenaline dump. Somebody just tried to kill you. And unless you're a combat veteran, you have no concept of what's going to be going through your body at this time.
And the rest of your day will be ruined.
The concept of so many people saying, you know, I'm going to be in a self-defense shooting, then I'm going to go have pancakes afterwards, is insane. It's even the most justified shooting in the world. If there's a dead body in front of you, it's still a homicide, and the police still have to investigate it. But what a lot of people don't know is police are given some special privileges because we've studied police shootings throughout the years just so we know how to handle them better. We know that after a shooting, the body goes through several major impacts from that adrenaline dump. And that's not the greatest time to be given a detailed statement. But we
also don't. In fact, you just can't probably, in most cases, remember distances, time.
Oh, yeah.
Really important things. And later it might look as if you were lying when you really didn't know what you were saying because of what you just described, the impact on the body of all this adrenaline rush.
Well, we're defending a member right now in a first-degree murder case. And the reality is he still, even though he cooperated with law enforcement, he did give a statement. There's nothing he said in his statement was wrong, but when we look at his through discovery, his statement, he doesn't even remember talking to the guys after that.
Uh-huh.
And that's why law enforcement tries to give you at least one sleep cycle before you give your detailed statement, because they know your brain is fried.
Mm-hmm.
But we're a little different, that we just don't view law enforcement as the enemy here. We just understand you have to work with law enforcement so they make sure they know who you are. When they show up at a crime scene, it is a crime scene. If you're standing over a dead body, it's a crime scene.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure they understand you're a victim and not a suspect. And that starts from even the phone call you make. You know, how many men want to sit there and say, I called the police for help, I'd been attacked, and I had to defend myself? No, they want to call and say, I'm calling to report a shooting. Yeah, you probably, this is really important at this point.
Words matter.
Law enforcement knows you're a victim. Somebody just tried to kill you. It's important to act like it. Now, women, isn't it funny? Women have no problem with this. Yes, of course, you're calling the police to tell them you need help. Somebody just tried to attack you, and I had to defend myself. I need the police to come help me. Men want to say, no, I took care of business. When the police get there, do you want to just tell the police, I'm not saying anything, I want my attorney? Well, I always use the example of, Larry, you and I were on police officers for 20 years together. Been on the job all that time. We've seen all kinds of stuff. And one night you're out on patrol and you get an officer-involved shooting call comes across. You run code 3 over there, and when you get there, you see me standing over a dead body in uniform with a smoking gun in my hand. And when you run up to me, you say, John, what happened? I look at you and say, Larry, I'm not saying anything. I want my attorney. What do you think I just did? Now, think about this. Cops run up to a scene, and you won't give them even a little bit. And I don't think you should give a lot. I really don't. But you don't know where your shootings occurred. We've had, in the past year alone, 6 members involved in incidents. Critical.
What you're saying is that, let's go back to where the cop's standing over the body. This idiot tried to kill me. Might have been
right.
A more appropriate response.
You could be. It could be as little as, I was attacked, I had to defend myself. And we really do try to stress to our members, I was attacked, I tried to defend myself. Officer, I will be happy to provide you a detailed statement and cooperate fully, but I do not feel well right now. I just am a victim of an attack. I'm a little stressed out, to say the least. Could I have just a little time to calm down, and I'd like to have my attorney present.
Most Excellent. I like that.
Most citizens don't know. If you say, I want my attorney, the safest thing for a cop to do at that point is to put you in the back of a squad car and take you straight to county jail. Because if he continues questioning you, he can actually compromise the investigation and his career. He can get a lot of trouble for that, because you do have that right to say no comment. But what we'd really like is, hey, listen, we're going to cooperate, but we need a second. And the claims we've handled over the past year, 6 of them, almost every one of them was away from our member's hometown. It was in some strange location, because that's where you have a little more difficulty identifying threats when you're not near home. Near home, you're pretty good. Your radar's on good.
And away from home, you may not know some of the more expeditious ways to avoid the threat. And
exactly.
Let me just interject. I have talked to many concealed carry holders, and to a person, their whole idea is, how can I avoid having to use my gun?
Exactly. Citizens aren't out. Armed citizens are not looking for fights. Armed citizens are, what's the number one rule? We don't kill for anything we're not willing to die for. So if somebody's trying to steal my car, you know, I'm not going to kill you over that. I'm not willing to die over my car. I'm sure not willing to kill over it. But on the other hand, when you're involved in these kinds of incidents, it's important to understand the police department where you have that occur. Like our member on the first degree murder charge, it happened in a small town that gets one homicide a year. They're not as capable. Now, I'm not trying to be critical. I'm just saying they're not used to it the way a regular police department would be. We brought in a great retired homicide detective from D.C., and he sort of chuckled over it, saying, there's no way we'd have charged him with anything in this, because we can't keep up with the cold-blooded murders in Washington, D.C., much less something that looks like clearly self-defense.
Mm.
So it's important when you get there, if there is any other witnesses, hey, you might want to mention there's a witness that went into the Walmart. Because witnesses flee shootings. They don't hang around to talk to cops. If there was another victim that actually the guy was shooting at, probably want to let the cops know about that. If there's a knife or a gun under a car and you think the cops are going to see it, might want to take a second and just point that out real quick. You don't have to give a whole lot of information. And if there was another suspect that fled the scene, you might really want to point that out real quick. because the cops can go look for that other suspect. These are critical things. And then again, you go back to, officer, I was attacked. I had to defend myself. I will be happy to cooperate and give you a full statement, but I'm really shaken up right now. Somebody just tried to kill me, and I just need a second to calm down, and I'd like to have my attorney present. That sure does present a lot better than looking straight at the cops and saying, pound sand, I want my attorney.
We don't have a whole lot of time, and I want to make sure folks know they can get advice and representation if they are in touch with and connected to CCW Safe.
Yeah, we immediately put you on. When you call in, we immediately put you on phone with an attorney if you have a critical incident. We activate our criminal response team. We hire you a local attorney who knows. And that was a great thing where our member was charged with first-degree murder. By hiring a local attorney, we were able to move that bond hearing up from 30 days. He was going to sit in jail for 30 days. Our local attorney was able to make some contacts and get that bond hearing moved up to 5 days. That's the reality of a shooting. It's not a DUI where you get out the next day.
So
we're able to bail our member out $1 million.
And a perfectly innocent guy acting completely in self-defense, nevertheless,
right,
had to spend some time in the local clink. That's just how much you want to avoid having to use your gun, if at all possible.
Exactly. He had no choice. I have no doubt about that. This was,
right, and I'd rather spend 5 days than be embalmed. No question about it.
God. Well, they were honestly going to wait after Monday morning appearance, wait 30 days to even have his bond hearing, and which to me was insane. And we fought tooth and nail saying we cannot have our members sit in jail for 30 days on a first-degree murder case. It's just outrageous.
Well, folks, if you'd like some representation that takes that approach, you can go to ccwsafe.com and sign up, get involved with what they're offering. If you carry concealed, sounds like maybe you better be checking out ccwsafe.com. John Reisenhofer, thanks very much for what you're doing and for doing the show with us today.
God bless you, Larry. Thank you.
You too.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.